Detzner will be traveling the state next month to meet with local elections officials before resuming a controversial voter purge. Last year's version of the purge sparked lawsuits and an outcry from civil rights groups because most of the flagged voters were minorities. Now, election supervisors say they won't participate unless the state provides proof that the voters aren't citizens and therefore not eligible to vote. Detzner said Monday that Florida's new access to a federal database will make that easier.
I don't know why we couldn't provide them any documentation, and now, since we secured access to the SAVE database, I think we'll be able to give them validation through the SAVE database and something in writing.
Last year, Detzner's office sent supervisors a list of 2,600 potential non-citizens who were registered to vote. But the supervisors dropped the purge after finding that many of the voters on Detzner's list were naturalized citizens, some even born in the U.S. 85 were found to be ineligible and dropped from the rolls. Detzner was appointed by Governor Rick Scott, who has pushed for the voting purge. After the U.S. Department of Justice sued Scott over the purge, he took the Obama administration to court to get access to the database. I'm Margie Menzel in Tallahassee.